Hey, happy day. Here's a fellow that gives new meaning to the term rigid flexibility, maybe even creativity. A young guy, you know what, he wanted a sailboat in the worst way. He kind of had a religious upbringing, so he prayed to God every day for a sailboat. He prayed and he prayed. No sailboat. So one day he got rigidly flexible, and so he went out and he stole a sailboat, and then he prayed for forgiveness. It kind of seemed to work for him, you know, because he did end up with a sailboat, don't you know? Okay, I got more stuff for you here from the right. I got a gender question. Recently, on Air Canada, and I was booking online. That was before the world changed, this new world order stuff. Air Canada, I've always said, you know, their motto is we're happy when you're not. Anyway, I went on to book online several weeks ago. And it came to the gender. Are you a male, a female, or an other? An other. I mean, come on, really? Are you kidding me? DNA, I guess they've never heard about that. Other? That just is disgusting. Tens and tens of thousands of California people flocked to the beaches just the other day. I mean, this goes with the virus stuff. I mean, governments are saying, if you do this, we're going to do that to you, and soon we'll all be having the little badges sewn on like Hitler did to the Jewish people and have to report on everybody who's not doing what the government says we can do. But it doesn't take. Not in a free society. We've all been programmed, right? I mean, you can hit our reset button as often as you want. We're still humanoids, and you got 50,000 people went to beaches in Los Angeles because it was hot. It was 100 above. And the government said, you can't do that. And the police all stood around and they just shrugged and said, now what do we do? There's nothing we can do because you can only lock them up for so long. And guess what? They're going to react, and they are reacting. Now, you know what? The governments in the U.S. is upwards to 30 million people unemployed. They've lost their jobs, 30 million. In Canada, recently just 7.1 million only applied for this $2,000 thing that goes on for every month, I think for 4 months. You add that to all the other people that are unemployed, it's tens of millions of people, and there's only 35 million people in the country. So can this go on? I mean, do they just print it, or what happens? They couldn't have had it saved up, the government, because then why would we pay taxes, right? How does this happen? Where does it come from? Zillions of dollars every day. I do give the Canadian government credit with regards to going quickly. The U.S. government, not so much, but you got the Nancy Pelosi's and all those crazy people kind of pushing on you all the time. Canada, I found it so interesting that the prime mistake of Canada gives away billions of dollars to other countries for abortion and gender issues, and $50 billion here and $20 billion there. But yet when it comes to looking after Canadians, he has to go to the parliament and say, can we please do this? Would you all please agree? Seems a little bit strange, but that's what's going on. You know, here's a staffer at the New Yorker. It's a popular magazine, I guess. And he and other liberal journalists are openly calling for a military coup against the Trump administration. A military coup? Really? These are the same people that don't want guns, and they want gender different bathrooms, and they don't know who's what or it. And what are they going to do? Have a slap contest? And for ammunition, they're going to give out heavy gloves so you can go up and ch-ch-ch. You know what? It doesn't compute. Girly men, be kind of tough for you guys or girls or its or whatever you are to go out and kind of start a coup. Maybe leave that for the real men. A guy sent me an email recently, and it's a picture of a doorway in Edmonton, Alberta. And he said, I thought I've seen it all. He's an entrepreneur, and I just came across this doorway, and I guess I haven't seen it all. And it's a National Stilt Walkers of Canada. I went to their website, www.stiltcanada.ca. And it's kind of cool. These guys, they've been around for like 20 years, and they walk into high places. And what are benefit plans include falls from high places. Anyway, kind of a neat thing. It goes to show you all can do anything you want to do and make money. Appears that they make money. They hire themselves out and so on. Have a look at that and keep happy. Keep smiling. It's us against them, and we will win because we're stronger, smarter too. Hey, see ya.